I was recently visiting one of our homebound parishioners, and she was frustrated because she couldn't do a lot of the things that she used to be able to do. You know, she couldn't go outside. She couldn't do her laundry because she couldn't carry her oxygen tank and the laundry basket at the same time. And I'm sure any of us who have ever been laid up for a period of time have experienced that feeling of helplessness and dependence upon others. And it's definitely not a pleasant thing. You know, we want to be able to take care of ourselves. And if we think about who's probably the most helpless and dependent upon among us, it's probably infants, little babies, because they're in constant need of care and they can't survive on their own. You know, I think if we had the opportunity to go back and become infants, I doubt very many of us would volunteer for that. I think we'd be like, oh, no thanks. I'll stay the age I am rather than becoming an infant again. But if we think about the mystery of the Nativity, that's exactly what our Lord did. You know, the God of the entire universe, who created the heavens and the earth, who existed from all eternity, chose to become an infant. And in his human nature, physically, he was completely dependent upon others and helpless. You know, of all the hundreds and thousands of children that are born each day in our world, in all of human history, there's only one infant who chose to be born as a baby. And that was Jesus Christ. And as we reflect upon that, you know, think about the incredible humility of God to descend from the glory of heaven, where angels were adoring him, to become an infant. There's no way we could ever do anything that would become close to that act of humility, because we can't descend from the glory of heaven and the glory that our Lord descended from. And so a good question for us to ask is, why would he do this? And I think part of the answer is simply to place himself in our arms. Love requires vulnerability. When we love someone, our hearts become more vulnerable to them. You know, if someone who we love hurts us or does something harmful, if they ignore our love or reject that, it's more painful because we've made ourselves more vulnerable. You know, Jesus Christ went to extreme measures and took on incredible vulnerability in order to give himself to us. I was skimming through a book recently that was talking about the number of young people in the United States that leave the practice of the faith. And a large percentage of young people leave by the time they get to college. It's about 80% by some estimates. But it was going into some of the reasons why young people are leaving the faith. And there's a variety of reasons. There's no one cause. But one of the reasons that it highlighted is that a good number of the people who leave the practice of the faith view Christianity as nothing more than a set of moral teachings. And if all our Catholic faith is a set of moral teachings, it makes sense that a lot of people would leave the church, because you don't need a church to live by a set of moral teachings. You know, anyone in the world can live by whatever moral teachings they want, and they don't need a church to do that. And there might be people here today who view religion that way. They might view the Catholic faith as a set of rules or a set of moral guidelines. But the reality is, at Christmas, we don't celebrate the birth of a morality textbook. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary did not take a morality book and wrap it in swaddling clothes and lay it in a manger. Christianity and our Catholic faith cannot be reduced to a set of moral teachings. If that's what we think religion is, then we're wrong. Because religion is so much more than that. And our Catholic faith is so much more. It's about the God of the universe, the God of all creation, who humbled himself and recognized that we were in desperate need of mercy. And he came to our rescue. And he did that in order to restore the most important and fundamental relationship at the depth of our souls that we need in order to flourish and to be healthy and to be whole. Because that's the relationship we were created for, which was a relationship of unity between us and our Heavenly Father. And that relationship was broken at the beginning of creation when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. And in order to restore that relationship, in order to restore us to the dignity of being the sons and daughters of God that we were created for, he had to win over our hearts. And that's why he gives us this dramatic gesture. And the truth is, we need Jesus Christ. We need our Catholic faith. Because without a proper relationship with our Heavenly Father, we are broken and we are wounded at the depths of our souls. Because that's the relationship we were created for. The ultimate relationship. And the only path to our Heavenly Father is through Jesus Christ. And I was thinking about the lyrics of a famous Christmas song, O Holy Night, which was sung before Mass this morning. And one of the lines that hit me is fairly profound. It says, long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appears and the soul felt its worth. One of the things that we can recognize in the coming of Jesus Christ and how he humbled himself to become a child is the worth of our souls. That's what Jesus Christ reveals to us. That every one of us, we matter. Our lives matter. And the way that we know that they matter is when we see ourselves in the eyes of Jesus Christ. You know, that's why our faith is so important, why it's so important that we're here. Because when we come into this church and we come into the presence of the Holy Eucharist, where Jesus Christ comes to us on the altar, our souls see their worth because our Lord loves us and he came to our rescue. You know, I'm not sure how people make it through life with all the struggles that they face without faith in Christ. But they probably don't make it through very well because we need that faith and that realization to be whole. And so in the mystery of the Nativity, we see our worth in that Jesus Christ came to our rescue and that we're created for union with our Heavenly Father. And that means that we matter and our lives matter and every struggle that we face matters because it matters in the eyes of God. And every one of those struggles and trials is part of our path back to him. You know, sometimes we might get wrapped up in the nostalgia and the traditions of Christmas. And there's many different traditions, many beautiful traditions. But often we can just go back to life as usual after Christmas is over. But if that's the case, then our Lord's mission at Christmas for us has failed. Because he came to change us. And if we recognize what Jesus Christ reveals to us at the Nativity, the worth of our souls, and the importance of being in union with our Heavenly Father, then that should change us in a way that's so profound and so amazing that we couldn't imagine life without our faith in Jesus Christ. It should lead us to thirst for a life of prayer, to thirst for opportunities to be with Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist and at Mass. Because each time the Mass is celebrated, Jesus Christ is made present for us on the altar, and our souls see their worth. He places himself in our hands. And so, as we continue with this Mass, we recognize that we are embraced by the Lord in his love. And in return, we should embrace him with our hearts on fire with love and devotion for a God who humbled himself so completely to be among us and who reveals to us the worth of our souls and the path back to our Heavenly Father.